Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Taking Your Next Step podcast from Collegians for Christ. Through each episode, we will journey together focusing on knowing what you believe and why you believe it. If you are eager, like I am, to strengthen your faith, then take your next step now by joining us in today's episode. You know, there are so many unknowns in this life. And as the unknowns, whether it's the unknown of the future, the unknown of what's going to happen, the uncertainties of life, these things can cause us to fear. They can cause us to worry, to stress, and really become anxious. There's a huge problem, if you will, with anxiety in America. We all experience it to a certain degree. But as you think about where you're at, if you're in school, you may be considering, what degree should I study? Or maybe you're getting ready to graduate into college, or you are studying right now and you're in your third year. Am I studying the right degree at the right school? You know, what is the next step after college? Where will I work and live? What is God's will for my life right now? What is God's will for my life next year? Am I in the right profession? Do I need to continue working here? Is this the right relationship? It is. And we begin to question and ask all these things. And these are all real concerns that must not be minimized. But it's the unknown many times that causes us to worry and fear. And what I want to talk to us about on today's episode is stop worrying about the future. Jesus gives us a beautiful passage of scripture that emphasizes this, and we can take some of this teaching to heart. So he tells us in Matthew chapter 6, it's the Sermon on the Mount, and he gives us this passage of scripture about not being anxious or not worrying. I'll read a few verses, and then we'll just kind of go down and break down the verses. But he says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on." So he takes this idea and he says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life." He says this three times in our passage. Verse number 31, he says, "Therefore take no thought." And then verse 34, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." So as we consider, stop worrying about your future. That may be easier said than done, right? We all want to have a good future. We all want to land where God wants us to land. I believe many of us listening want to truly fulfill God's will. But all the unknowns, not knowing fully, is this right? And just the enemy and our minds, our emotions, man, they go all over the place. But what Jesus is saying here is, number one, don't worry about your life. Why? Because there's more to life than physical needs. He said, take no thought. That means don't worry. Don't be anxious. Don't fear. Don't have doubts about your life. And we talk about this idea here. It means to be drawn in different directions. Essentially, worry will pull you apart. It will cause you to become confused about what you're supposed to do and where you're supposed to go. It can strangle and suffocate you. That's what worry does. Now, does this verse mean we shouldn't plan or work to supply our own needs? Is that what's saying? Look, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Does that mean we just sit still and wait for everything to fall in our lap? No, that's not even close to the idea of what Jesus is teaching here. You see, Jesus is teaching there is much more to life than what you can see. You see, you and I tend to focus on what we can see, what we can touch, what we can smell. And that's where we focus our energy. But Jesus is saying, look, there is a spiritual side to life. There is an eternal side to life. You possess a soul and spirit, which is much more important than what you drink, eat, or put on. There's much more to life than our needs and wants. Jesus is teaching to focus on the day God has given you. Focus on what we said in last week, making today a masterpiece. There's much more to life than our needs and wants. Too often, we find ourselves stuck between the regrets of yesterday and the worries of tomorrow, and we can't move. We're regretting all the bad decisions and where we've messed up yesterday. We're so worried about the future that it immobilizes us. It incapacitates us. We can't do anything. We can't think. We can't operate. And Jesus, as I said, was not promoting laziness while waiting for God to supply our needs. So what is he talking about here? You see, he goes a little deeper, and he's telling his disciples that there's more to life or more in life than just us. We only see what we can see. But Jesus is reminding his disciples and us that God is real, that God is powerful, that God loves you. Therefore, because he's real, because he's powerful, because he loves you, he will care for you and for all of your needs. You see, if God has the ability to create and sustain, look what it says, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? There's more to life than what you and I see. There's more to life than just eating and having our physical needs met. You see, if God has the ability to create and sustain you, then he has the ability to provide for you, which removes the worry of the future. He has the ability to guide you, to keep you, to protect you. God loves you, therefore he wants your best for you, and he will reveal that. So our first lesson is don't worry about your life. The second lesson is don't worry about your needs. He goes in and gives us some illustration here to help apply the teaching here. He says, behold the fowls of the air. He said, consider the birds. For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father, and I love the terminology here, not just God feedeth them, but your heavenly Father. Not everybody's had the privilege to have a good example of a father, but a true father will care for his children. He will care for and provide. He will care for and guide his children. And he says, as yet your heavenly Father feedeth them, are you not much better than they? Are you and I not better? Think about the birds. They're small and they seem insignificant. We hear them, we see them, but we don't take much thought. Some people are great bird lovers. I hear them and see them, love to hear their chirping, but I don't pay them much mind. They seem small and maybe insignificant, especially in size, yet God takes care of their every need. But notice the birds work, but they don't worry. They work by hunting, but they don't worry by trusting God for their needs. Birds don't store up for weeks, months, and years. They literally eat day by day, and they hunt and trust God for their needs. They focus on each day that God has given them, and they make that day a masterpiece. And Jesus is saying the same thing to you and I. Make today a masterpiece. Look, if God can do these things, and God is doing it for the birds, are you not much better than the birds? Absolutely. We understand where we are in the created beings. We're created in God's image. And if God is doing this for the birds, he will do this for you and I. He asked an interesting question right after this. He said, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? That's interesting. Why did he ask that? What does he mean? Essentially, he's saying this. Can you change anything about your life by worrying? Can you worry anything away? Can you worry anything into existence? Can you worry anything to change? No. It is actually worry that causes the devastating effects on our health. Worry hurts us physically. It can cause us to have a shorter lifespan. It does things physically to our body. And see, it's our little faith that hinders God from truly working like he wants to in our lives. And he says that in one of the passages, O ye of little faith, in verse number 30. He says, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Jesus is trying to say, look, consider the birds, consider the plants. The plants can't work, but they have to completely rely on God for the nutrients, the sunlight, everything for them to thrive. Jesus wants us to learn to completely rely and trust in him. And as we do that, it will remove the worries of the future. God has an expected end for your life. God has a perfect plan for your life. God has dreamed a dream for your life, and he wants you to fulfill that dream. And it's a better than any dream than you could ever dream about your life. And he says, look, if you'll trust me, just like the birds, if you'll trust me and rely on me just like the plants, because greater are you than the birds or the plants. If I've done it for them, then I'll definitely do it for you. And that will help us trusting in him, being reminded to trust in him, will help us to remove the worry of the unknown, the worry of our future. He also says to consider Solomon in verse 29, and I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Here was the wisest and richest man on earth. He had all the degrees and academic success you could ever want. He had all the possessions, the latest and greatest. He had all the fame. People from all over knew about Solomon. God directed his life and was very present in his life. And yet all that Solomon had and accomplished doesn't compare to the little birds and plants. It's interesting how he says that, that even the Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. The glory that these birds of creation, the glory of the grass of creation, through all his accomplishments, was not arrayed like one of these. And so he makes the contrast. Wherefore, if God clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? And so the last lesson that Jesus teaches us here is don't worry about your future. Verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So don't worry about your future. So what do? I focus on the kingdom of God. But seek ye first. What does this mean? Put him first. Put him in his rightful place. Put him first in work. Put him first in school. Put him first in your relationships. Make every day a masterpiece. That's what it means. Seek him first. Too often, we put us first and what we want and our agenda, and we try to attach him to our plan in some way. But he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. What are all these things? It's all the things that the world pursues and searches so hard after. Back up to verse 32. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. These are your needs. All that you would ever need in your life, God will provide. Now, this is not some prosperity message or gospel, meaning whatever you can imagine and think, God's going to plop it down. If you want a $1 million home, God's going to plop it. If you want this, he's going to plop it. No, God is saying, look, your needs. And bottom line is, when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the things that you ask for, the things that you desire for, are going to be in line with his plan. But some of you are fighting against God's plan, God's will for your life, when you don't even have your own plan for your own life. Some of you are fighting against God's plan because you think your plan is better. But remember, God's plan is the best. This is all about getting your priorities right. Sometimes we have our priorities off. We don't even mean to. It doesn't mean we're a bad person. But sometimes our pursuit of academics becomes the priority. Sometimes it's the pursuit in our job, our career, our profession. Sometimes it's the pursuit of the athletics. These are not necessarily bad things in the rightful place. You have to put God first. You have to seek first the kingdom of God. And as you do, Jesus has promised to do what? To give you all you need to live each day. But too many times our priorities are out of whack, and we just need to prospectively put them back in the correct order. Sometimes we need to be reminded. Sometimes we need to be prodded. Some of us need to be kicked in the butt. Because as we examine our life and we evaluate our life, we realize God is not first. We are not seeking the kingdom of God first. We're seeking everything we want to do and then seeking the kingdom of God second, third, or fourth. That doesn't work. That's not where the promise is at. And that's where the frustration in life comes from. That's where the worry in life comes from. If you don't seek first the kingdom of God, then the promises don't stand. And then there is worry because you're trying to figure out how you're going to make it work, how you're going to set up the retirement, how you're going to provide for your needs, how you're going to make yourself happy. No, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and God will give you joy. God will give you peace. God will fill you with hope. God will provide for all your needs to live in this life. And he says to focus on his righteousness, do things the right way. It means doing all to the glory of God. It means focus on living the right way morally. You're not trying to get ahead by cheating the system or cheating others or cheating just in general, by doing just enough to get by. No, you're making today a masterpiece morally speaking. That means you have a strong ethical work life. You have a strong ethical academic life in your studies. It means you have a strong ethical integrity really within your relationships, with your interaction in the community, how you serve in the church. So here is the bottom line. He says, don't worry about your future. He says, take therefore no thought. If you'll put God's kingdom first, and you'll live an ethical, righteous life. Doesn't mean you're perfect, but when you mess up, you ask for forgiveness, you get your priorities right. As a result of this, do not worry about your future. Take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thoughts for the things of itself. Essentially, trust it completely to God. Trust tomorrow. Trust the future. You can't worry tomorrow away. You can't worry anything different for tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be there regardless. If you're where God wants you right now, then settle into it. Stop worrying if God will reveal, when God will reveal his will. Stop worrying that what you're doing doesn't matter. It has no purpose or no point to the larger picture. If you will put God's will first in your life, he will guarantee your future needs. Thank you for taking the time to listen. If this podcast has been helpful to you, please share it with a friend or subscribe to stay up to date on the latest episodes. You can connect with Collegians for Christ online for more information and resources at cfccampusministry.com.